Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Hi, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
What up, Drea?
Welcome. This is going to be a lot different than the last guy who was up there, okay? I don't want you to be positive about shit.
We're starting with gerbil talk.
If you're doing cocaine tonight off the goddamn tables, just do it responsibly. Okay? That's it. That's it.
Don't you have a book about this?
Well, yeah. We might.
It's called How to Drink and Do Drugs Like an Adult.
How to drink and do drugs like an adult. Yep. Welcome to the show, kids. Shane, thanks for having us. Unbelievable event that you put on here. Drea, welcome. You have no idea what you got into here.
No, I Shane, is this your house?
Yeah.
This is your event.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, I like
it
here.
Dude. Hi.
Got a little room upstairs.
Here. Guys.
He
nice
lives
to meet
here.
You guys on stage.
I know, Drea, you look identical. Last time I saw you was 20 years ago. It was you, your former husband, drinking a bottle of whiskey out of your purse at the MTV Movie Awards that you'd snuck in. So if you think she doesn't live that life, she absolutely does live that life. You fucking party, one of the coolest people on the planet, and you've had an unbelievable career. How did you get started?
At Brett Ratner's house.
Oh, stop.
Well, that's where we were.
We were. We got trapped in there.
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
Holy shit. Oh, we can talk about it now.
I mean, you may as well.
That's not as bad as Jerry getting assaulted by Bryan Singer, though.
I know.
What?
Come on, I want to hear it.
Come on.
Hollywood is just as bad as you think it is. We got trapped in Brett Ratner's house, your former husband and I, in the basement.
I think Brett Ratner is my former husband.
Was it really?
Holy shit. We went to college together.
Really?
Yes, we went to school together. He was one of my film partners in film school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
And then as things went on, did he change?
No.
Okay.
He was always... fucking Brett. We had a blast, man. I'm not I'm gonna plead the fifth here, but we had a good time. It just, things weren't so fucking touchy back then. I mean, everybody was touchy, but things
Bryan Singer
touchy.
Was touchy.
Bryan Singer was real touchy.
He was touchy.
Oh yeah.
I don't know his story.
He's gay.
He's gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
Yeah, what are you gay? What the fuck,
he was looking for a bear that night?
No.
Yes,
he likes he likes very thin, very 19-year-old men.
You could say twink. It's fine.
It's a twink.
It's just a twink, dude.
But this sometimes is a twink you friendly room. Up and have a bear, and that's fine.
You think that's why I was there?
Yes.
Because he did. When I was going to go home, he was like, do you like Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
And he was like, I've got season 2. I was like, well, fuck, Hollywood's great.
And season 2 hadn't even come out yet. So he was trying to get Jared to stay and watch Rick and Morty season two.
That's the adult version even of saying, that's an adult version of having a van that says free candy on the side of it. You know,
well, I mean, for me.
And you walked right into that shit.
No good. You guys have more fucking Hollywood stories than I do.
Well, it's kind of wild because up at Brett's, we all got trapped in the basement. I don't know if you remember that. It was all dudes. And then the girls were upstairs and there was a security guard that said, hey, you guys can't come up here. And I'm like, what the fuck?
But they took you guys in. They left me outside because I had too many men with me. And I never got into the house. And that's my old friend.
No shit.
I was fucking furious. Yeah, I remember when you mentioned it to me. And I was like,
yeah.
We never went in that night. And I break his balls to this day. I was escorted into this Kennedy campaign. And I was a nervous wreck to even be there because I was coming out of the motherfucking closet. And there at my table was Brett Ratner. I was like, you're the only fucking visible celebrity that will endorse fucking Kennedy.
And this is currently?
This was recently, man. It's the first time I've seen him in years.
Because he got canceled. You know that, right?
It's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Well, I figured that's what it was.
All my friends are canceled.
I was going to say, and I figured that's what it was, why we were stuck in the basement. Because when I asked, the guy said, no, the girls are upstairs, and then the dudes are down in the basement. And I was like, all right, well, that's not fun. I don't want to be here
but
for this.
But did the basement have drinks in Rick and Morty?
No, it didn't have Rick and Morty, but it had drinks.
Okay.
What did, I mean, what I'm kind of down with the basement. What did you do in the basement? What did you guys do?
So initially, it was just two bros hanging out.
Did he sing you Waylon Jennings songs?
He didn't sing any Waylon Jennings songs. I wish. Because I didn't. The next time I saw him again was he was doing the Johnny Cash movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, we were babies.
And that's the thing is, like, when we met, you were kind of on this weird ascent in Sopranos at that time, and it was just starting to take off. How crazy did it end up getting for you?
I mean, it got fucking crazy. It was nothing's as crazy as what we're living through right now, though. But Sopranos, I mean, it was a different time, man. We were free. We were free, and now we're not free.
Free to do what?
Free to fuck around.
There was no cell.
That's a new T-shirt design.
Free to fuck around and find out. The fuck out.
Yeah. You know? But there was no cell phones. Nobody was recording anything.
Hell no.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
I always wondered, because I watched this movie with my wife the other night, a TV show called The Offer. It was the making of The Godfather, and the mob had gotten involved. Did the mob ever get involved in The Sopranos itself?
I think that they were consulting. There were a lot of people. But, you know, everybody had an opinion about what was going on. Wise guys, not wise guys. But they had some consultants. They had a lot of detectives, a lot of, you know, inside people consulting. You know, they made sure to say that Tony Soprano and Mafia guys would not wear shorts. So quickly you would see that Tony Soprano would not wear shorts.
Well, that got written into the show in the third season, I think. The New York
God,
Family
Guy autistic.
Said,
yeah.
Hey, by the way, bosses don't wear shorts.
Oh, Johnny Sack.
Third season. Yeah.
He's got autism, so he's going to know everything tonight, okay?
You are.
He's going to know all of it.
I've been listening to you lately. I'm like, holy shit, this guy's fucking smart. I don't know. I can't sit next to him.
It's all a facade.
Well, yeah, it's all a facade.
I'm just the hooker of Hollywood.
Wait until we teach you quantumology.
Shut up. Don't start that shit. He makes up fake science words to piss me off.
No, I went to Johns Hopkins University.
That's not a thing. It's
not a place.
It's Mobile, Alabama.
No.
It's his brother, Dan.
Not
it's
a place. Cool.
Did you great just say school. Josh?
It's
Josh.
John,
yeah.
It's John
it's
Hopkins.
It's a lesser known brother of John. Very popular, though, in the Middle East.
I hate. Now you're drawing my ire as well. Don't fucking validate this piece of shit.
I like the ire.
God damn it.
I love it.
But as this is going on, as The Sopranos is going on, I ended up doing a movie with Big Pussy right after he got killed off. And people in the street, everywhere we went, were screaming Big Pussy in his face. And we
went. They do that to me, too.
Really?
A little bit.
Was it Trump?
A little bit, big pussy, as you spread your legs on
stage.
Yeah,
she's a man spreading like crazy up here. Can I get some fucking space?
A little
Jesus.
Distance there.
Hold on, I'm about to stick.
Dan's about to me too, Drea.
Dan's fragile.
I'll file a lawsuit right now. I don't give a shit. Right now.
Me we'll and Brett Ratner.
Brett Ratner.
Brian Singer.
Human resources.
Brian Singer.
Let's go.
We're getting into it tonight. So with Big Pussy. We'd gone to dinner that night. We were talking about the movie and everything else. He'd gotten killed off. Season two was going on. And he said, this is the most depressed I've ever been in my life because I got killed off the greatest show in the history of television. What the fuck do I do now?
At the time, that was probably a true statement.
Did Did like, he piss off a writer or what?
You could debate like Breaking Bad. There's other shows that have come around that are fucking pretty good too. But at the time in the late 90s, what other TV show was even in the same ballpark? To be honest,
well, what do you have? Is Sopranos one in your mind as the greatest drama of all time?
I mean, that's what they tell me.
I think it's like a renaissance of the start of the renaissance of television.
It changed TV. Yeah. It changed TV, but now look at the fucking state of television. We changed it so much. It's fucked up.
You don't like the Kardashians? Is that what you're saying?
It's my favorite.
Okay.
I love those fucking big asses, man. Big tits, big asses.
Yeah.
Big lips, huge lips.
Huge lips.
Dude, there's.
Yeah.
I like it.
I heard somebody had a really large foot, only on one side, though.
Is that Daniel Day-Lewis in my left foot?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, big
Oscar,
fan.
Oscar winner.
Big fan of DDL.
Well.
But yeah, Sopranos kind of changed everything. It's on HBO. It changed things so much that it's on Netflix now. Are people hitting you up about it being on Netflix?
Wait, is it really?
Oh, yeah. Everything got sold.
Get the fuck out. I don't even get residuals, man. That's why I had to go do fucking porn. I didn't do good porn. I didn't do porn, guys.
OnlyFans.
It's a joke.
OnlyFans. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fucking, you know.
It's fine.
It's diet porn.
It's like Emmanuel.
Yeah, diet.
70s, you know?
Is it? We don't subscribe. Obviously, I'm married, so I can't.
You know.
Jared did for research. And he got on there for a little bit.
I mean, you have to buy all the packages.
Listen,
just shut up. Don't say anything. Just let them come and find out.
Hey, I'm a fan. I'm the only fan. Okay. We're there.
Exactly. Was it true, though, you paid off your entire mortgage?
No. They fucking get everything. You know, I just found out that I endorsed fucking... I'm a MAGA head today, too, on the news.
Woo!
Holy fuck. I'm in so much trouble. I'm about to Dana White this fucking podcast right now.
Walk right off.
I can't talk anymore.
Who said you're a MAGA person?
Fox.
Everybody.
Vanessa sent me some shit because I showed Donald Trump a hat that said "Close the border, you moron," and it was red, and that was it. It was red. It said that I'm supporting Donald Trump now.
It's a bad time to be Fred Durst. red hat.
I mean, he's
like
recently
MAGA.
Come out of retirement because if you didn't know, for like 6 years, his Instagram was nothing but station wagons.
Yeah,
that's true. And he didn't post a caption. It was the greatest account to follow. Just station wagons.
I mean, there's worse things you could do when you get rich.
Like
get involved
good.
In politics, for example. He did the noble thing and shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Now he's talking about UFOs, though.
That's not
politics. That's not political.
No.
Tom DeLonge did that before it was cool.
Yeah, but to be honest, Shane's the leader on fake clouds, I think.
Thank you, Dan.
Wait, you're saying clouds are fake, too?
You know that you and I have a thing.
Drea knows the clouds are fake.
That's my number one topic.
Thank you. See?
That clouds are fake. So you are going to say this.
I mean, not the
Shane was on 2 days ago.
It's not that the clouds are fake. I just want to know what the fuck they're dropping out of airplanes. Let's not talk about COVID. Let's not talk about abortion.
Well, COVID came out of planes, too.
Let's talk about any social issues. Let's talk about what's coming out
of the planes.
Let's talk about
Big Turtle.
First. Big Turtle?
Big Turtle. Turtle.
Yeah, they're controlling the straw market, especially here in Austin.
Yeah. Big Turtle's out there controlling all the
paper straws, dude. Dude, Big Turtle.
Anytime you see those paper straws, I immediately go out and murder a turtle every single time.
Every single time.
Like, that's bullshit. There's no other way to fight back against that but to execute turtles point blank with a handgun.
Yeah. And he'll do it right off the bow of the boat.
We have a turtle here. Can someone bring out the turtle?
Yeah, bring the turtle live on air.
We were going to rip one in half on stage, but
we're going cannibal holocaust already. We're not even 10
turtle cannibal holocaust.
In Austin, PETA would fucking rain down hard on us.
PETA can rain down on my
beanbag. I think PETA has paratroopers. They have a paratrooper unit in Austin.
They do.
You know, we were going to troll PETA a couple years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
So they have their offices right off the Potomac.
Their office is right on a river.
Right on the Potomac. River, right?
And so we were going to get a big-ass barge and hold a big-ass barbecue with fans just blowing
like industrial fans blowing all the smoke onto PETA's
headquarters. We found a 60-ton anchor. It was perfect. Yeah.
They got me once for letting my kids feed the elephants in the fucking circus.
Really?
I felt bad, man. I was like, fuck. I fucked up. I'm never going again.
What were your kids feeding the elephants?
I don't know.
It was psilocybin.
Psilocybin?
Yeah, the fucking elephants were losing their shit, dude. Look
at peanuts.
Is that a mouse? Oh, fuck.
An elephant on mushrooms.
Damn, yeah, because they never killer whale, too.
Yeah, killer whale. They never forget, so they just have PTSD all the time.
Sure do. And that's why
22 today, elephants a day. Yeah,
yeah, dude. Yep. Today they're all fucked up. Well, let's go through the misconceptions then. Did you pay off your mortgage in one day? Because that was a headline. Yes
nope.
or no? No.
Nope.
Okay. Did you vote for Joe Biden? That was another headline
no,
I read this
true.
Morning.
I
2020.
Fucking, I fucking did it. It was the only time I ever voted in my life. I did it because I had a few friends that are illegal, and I had to get them to New York. So I hired a tour bus and an armed driver to drive across the country during the Trump administration. I was asleep. I was like super anti-Bush back in the day. And then all of a sudden, I just went to bed. And
you're talking about the president,
fine.
Right?
AKA Big Pussy.
Just,
yeah. I mean, I'm pro-Bush.
Yeah,
okay. Fucking mage. Yeah. But yeah, it was fucked. I voted for Biden. My daughter was like, you know what? You should just pick the lesser of two evils. I did. And then I found myself in a world of shit going down fast.
How did it feel to vote for a corpse?
Hot.
He, cool? No, he's alive. I mean, he's like Jimmy Carter. He's alive.
It's which one?
Which one? There's like 100 Joe Bidens. Like the clouds.
Dude, it's so Boston Dynamics is just pulling
Boston
one over on us.
Dude, they're killing it.
Yeah, they've got a flamethrower.
It is literally Joe Biden.
Now.
What?
They've got a flamethrower, one of those Boston Dynamic dogs. Now.
Yeah, yeah, and you could buy it.
Flamethrower dogs. Yeah. Do they go to heaven? Do they go to heaven, those dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, for
well,
sure, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. They go to the dark web.
Yeah.
I don't think Air Bud went to heaven.
Wow, that's a dark take.
Did you see his browser history?
Yeah. Real dark. Real dark.
It's all puppies.
Dan's been saying Air Bud was real racist for a long time.
Yeah, he's definitely in hell. He's looking up at us right now. But who are the illegals that you were trying to get into the country and why?
Yeah, what's their names and social security numbers?
Yeah.
No, we were just going from L.A. to New York, man. We were just going from L.A. to New York, just... You know,
but were they Mexican, Italians? What were the?
Listen, I got a circus with me, man.
Really?
I got a circus, yeah. We've all everything, but now I feel different.
Okay.
And so do they, because they've been paying fucking taxes for 25 years. So they're like, "What the fuck is going on? Make me legal before you fucking let all these motherfuckers in."
Yeah.
Well, did you switch then? So for 2024, obviously Trump and Biden. Are you voting for Trump?
I don't know. I mean, I've been endorsing... I just want people to hear Kennedy. I want people to fucking know he exists.
It's hard to hear him.
I think the... I know. But...
It is. It is. What?
Sorry.
It is hard to hear him.
It's hard to hear.
Go on.
The way I see it is, let's get fucking the Orange God back in for four.
Yep.
And then let the other guy take over. We need fucking years to unravel the last 50
of
years.
Of repair.
We need fucking years of unraveling the fucking deep state, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. With RFK, though, I don't know why he picked the VP he picked.
I know. I know why.
It's a financial... Well, financial? Can
I
we
know
just say
why.
It? Can we just say it's financial?
I mean, I think that's what the speculation is. He would dispute that, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure there's... There might be other reasons. I mean, I don't know. Just Hollywood, man.
Is he on steroids? Because he's always working out without a shirt on, and he's fucking jacked.
Yeah, he's not fucking around.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just creatine, man. Come on.
It is.
You don't know Jan England?
Sure don't.
The Prime Minister of Sweden. Come on, dude.
Oh, jacked up on creatine?
Yeah.
I like it. Everybody should be. I'd like to see Trump go on some trends.
Wait, what about Dwayne Elizondo Camacho? Remember that guy from Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Terry Crews.
Yeah. He was a great president.
I think be president
you,
now.
You should.
It was
should
on his teleprompter. I know shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah. I know shit's all fucked up. Pause.
I bet you The Rock runs in 28.
You think?
What's he going to run
didn't
for?
Didn't he just come out speaking up against Biden?
He just said he would come out and he's not going to endorse a candidate this year.
Oh.
But he did that on Fox News, which is kind of saying something without saying it, right?
But I think he'll end up running at some point. And I think this wave of celebrities and even RFK, he's pretty fucking famous. His wife is Cheryl Hines. Do you know Cheryl?
I don't know. I don't know them, really. I mean, I've been doing what I've been doing with them, but I don't really... I've been following him for years because I have kids. So I was always following all of the health stuff and, you know, it didn't seem like conspiracy shit until 3 years ago. Then all of a sudden they get put on blast, but nobody really knows who they are. None of my friends, like none of the New Yorkers know who fucking Bobby Kennedy is. No one knows. We know because we're all steeped in this war on the truth and everything. But a lot of people don't even know who the fuck he is.
No, and he's not getting any media attention right now.
No.
He's kind of buried. He's out there. The left is worried, in particular in Michigan, which is a swing state. They're saying he's eating up some of the votes, if you believe any of those pre-polls right now.
Trump said some crazy shit, though. Was it recent about Biden?
Probably an hour ago.
About Kennedy?
He said he would,
an hour ago?
He said he would pick Biden as a running mate over RFK Jr.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Trump said that?
Yeah.
But because people are saying that Kennedy's a plant. He's Trump's plant. So I guess Trump is doing his due diligence. Whether it's real or not, who the fuck knows?
Well, there was some speculation that RFK could potentially join the ticket and be the VP. That got squashed pretty quickly. And he said, no, I'm going to run on my own. And then he picks the chick who's, an ex-wife of somebody super rich. It's not great.
It's fucked. I know.
Why can't Dana White just organize the debate between Biden and Trump on pay-per-view with Joe Rogan?
Be awesome. Be awesome.
Yes. Hosting it.
He wants to do it. Trump wants to do it. Trump wants to go.
Dude, we all want to watch this.
Can you imagine Joe following Biden around as he's walking aimlessly back and forth across, trying to get an interview? Dude. Like, hey, sir, can you?
I want to be the chick in the bikini with the fucking thing.
Yeah, round three.
Round girl.
Round three.
Like this.
And your sash just says, MAGA, fuck you.
Yeah.
Right, because you're a MAGA.
Yeah, it's on pay-per-view.
Now.
They can say whatever they want.
That's right, yeah.
He just comes unhinged.
I'm just going to say anyone but Biden. That's
yeah, give us a TikTok star.
Exactly. Well, at this point, with all the headlines that you have every single day, when are you pro-Palestine? When's that going to happen? We're all waiting for that too.
I can't go into that one. I'm still doing my fucking research, man. I won't talk about anything that I don't 100% understand. And I think it's going to be a long time before we fully understand that. Yeah.
Well, there's no such place as Palestine.
I have heard you.
There is not now and never has been. So it's kind of a moot conversation.
You're saying it's like the fake clouds of countries.
I'm not co-signing your bullshit, all right?
I'm trying to get you involved here, Dan.
Don't try to wedge that in. No.
Shane, are there chemtrails in the Middle East?
Have you seen Dubai lately?
Oh, like, right. Dubai's fucked.
The fake clouds are attacking Dubai. They're everywhere. Everyone should watch out. I'm going to start a brand of tinfoil umbrellas for the fake clouds.
Is Bill Gates behind this?
Bill Gates part of it. Yeah, he does Scope X. He's shooting dust into the air to reflect the sun back to itself. Ridiculous.
Do you get in all these conspiracies? Like, I know the fake clouds, but anything else with Bill?
Oh, we've got a really good panel. We've got a good panel of conspiracy theories coming up later with one of the masters, Ian Crossland himself. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
He's an insane person, so that's going to be fun.
But do you get caught up in him? Do you start reading into him, looking into him?
I didn't really start the OnlyFans page to pay off my mortgage. I did it so that I could build a bunker.
Nice. Yeah, you and Zuck, right?
Bunker sales
I
want to
be in a basement.
Yeah.
Like you. I'm partying in my basement.
Just build it to look like Brett Ratner's basement. That way you can feel at home again.
I bet Brett has one. He has a fucking bunker.
Yeah, he's got a lot of shit down there.
They're all getting bunkers now. Sorry. Like Rick Ross has a bunker now. A doomsday bunker.
Rick Ross has a bunker. Yep. And then there's one state right now where there's been over 120 sold. I want to say it's in Idaho or South Dakota. And the bunker sales are through the roof, but it's all like, massive millionaires and all that other shit.
We need someone to Ashley Madison that bunker list. Guys like me and Dan know where to go.
Yeah, yes. I mean, if you're storing up a bunch of stuff, that's just going to be my stuff.
Yeah,
just so you know,
that's the attitude.
Yeah,
it
that's
is.
That's how you survive.
Like, I'm not bothering with bunkers or storing a bunch of shit. No, I'm just buying guns.
It's smart. Yeah.
True.
It'll be easier. And by the way, food. Mad Max, are you fucking kidding me? We've all been fans of that for 40 years now.
Yeah,
now we get to live it out.
Predictive programming.
That's why not at this prepared. Point, though?
Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, maybe why that's why the movies are coming out, is to get us ready for it so we can at least see how we're going to breathe and eat and all that other
shit. That's been my theory about alien movies for years. I think that Hollywood is working with Big Alien, whatever that is.
Big Alien.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A subset of Big Turtle.
Like, they tell us which aliens are friendly and which ones are cunts, right? Like, so if... Not that you would necessarily need to know that Alien with the big head and then the little head coming out of the big head is evil, but we know E.T. can heal us, right? So if you've got, HPV, for example.
Right.
Just whip your dick out in front of E.T., he touches it, you're all set.
Are you for the good night. With that? Are you guys cool with that?
Like, would you I'm let the fine with it.
Yeah. Would I let E.T. touch my dick?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you think you're better than me?
When they were storming Roswell, Shane, we wanted to clap cheeks, so we were on the front lines there.
That's what Area 51 is all about.
It is.
Yeah, it's just a big orgy with interdimensional beings.
It sure is.
I shouldn't have said that out loud.
And I want in.
Yeah, Dre, you want to weigh in on that?
Someone just sent me a fucking photo, a meme, my shooter's wife, of the person that was in the alien costume. I mean, in the ET costume.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's a real person.
It was?
It's a midget.
No, I don't think he had legs, man.
Well, it was a legless midget.
No, there was something. There's something about it. I can't remember.
Look,
Robbie,
it was half legs. Half legs. Yeah, half legs.
He was para. It wasn't like full fucking quad. I mean, it was missing legs, but that's a hard costume to fit into.
It's very specific casting there.
Was it the R2-D2 guy?
No, the R2-D2 guy was a real dude.
Real dude.
Full legs.
Didn't he die recently of AIDS or something?
Yeah, he did. A fentanyl overdose.
Oh, fentanyl.
No. It was 87, yeah. He was doing a Star Wars convention.
You guys are fucking around.
Gone too soon.
Gone to RIP.
Yeah.
He was doing a Star Wars convention, and one of the fans was like, man, I'm dying to do fucking cocaine with the guy from R2-D2. They chopped it up, and then fentanyl, boom, he's dead.
Yeah, right there in the suit.
Yep.
Wow.
They buried him in
it? But luckily, it's shaped like a garbage can, so they just push it in the corner of the room.
No, they push it into the chipper, dude.
Stuffing hard AF seltzer cans and empty cans inside. Yeah. And then they just kind of wheeled him out to the trash. There was no funeral.
Nobody found him until they came for the recycling later.
No, no. But we miss him.
Yeah, RIP.
We miss him every single day.
We think about him.
Let me ask you this. Since you were on the other day talking about the fake clouds, do you believe, going back to what Dan said, that all these movies in Hollywood have been shot to take the shock off as we get further and further towards this shit?
Yes, it's to get you adjusted to the dystopia.
Okay, so let's start with 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Okay,
was that shot so they could fake the moon landing?
Well, that was made in the Mountain Observatory in Laurel Canyon, shot by Stanley Kubrick. That's fact. It's on Wikipedia right now.
Was it really in Laurel Canyon? No.
Yes.
Ah, you fucker!
Why are you winking?
I don't know. I don't even know how to wink. That was creepy.
Yeah, you winked, but Shane, it was like between you guys and not us.
Yeah, I know.
Well, because she knows.
I know everything about Laurel.
But no, I think Jared Leto owns that place now.
Oh, he's got his all-girl cult out there. That
sure does. He's got a sweet sex cult over there.
Yeah. Freaking hike like Leto. That's what they say.
Made by the CIA.
Yeah.
Just like the moon landing.
Oh, so it's MK Ultra, but for chicks.
Now, yes. Right. I've talked to Alex Jones specifically himself about the moon landing.
Oh, yeah, me too. I wonder if we should compare notes.
Well, he told me that he gave me the best answer I've ever heard. And he told us all, like, we had prepped to fake it because we thought we were going to kill them all.
Yes.
Over space radiation.
It's literally.
And so we did fake it, but then they lived, and we were like, well, fuck it, they lived.
When I asked him, he said he started with this sentence: "The moon is a graveyard."
He was like, "I can't show the people the moon because there's just dead astronauts everywhere."
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Like Apollo 10. Yeah,
he's like, "I know people in NASA.
We killed a bunch of them."
Yeah, you probably do, dude.
Is he coming tonight? I'd like to ask.
I hope so.
If so,
he like descends like from the PETA paratrooper.
He didn't even microphone either. Oh, it's the Shy Cobs. Oh, Shane gonna see you. Ross gonna see you. So many dead bodies on the moon up there.
The moon landing. That's interesting. Is like, you know, I don't know, but people think they saw the moon landing, and I love it. If you go on YouTube, you can look up the CBS simulation moon landing. That says CBS simulation because clearly there's no one on the moon to film it. So people think that, and Buzz Aldrin gets mad when people say they watched them land. He's like, you saw a simulation.
Well, Buzz Aldrin punched that dude in the face who came up to him.
He's punched quite a few people in the face.
For a variety of reasons.
But that could have been in his contract. We don't know that. Hey, if anybody questions you, you punch him.
It's in the script.
We'll cover you.
Maybe.
We're the government.
That all sounds retarded to me.
Yeah.
That's true. This side of the table has logic, Dan.
Yeah.
It starts after.
Here's where the cloud thing breaks down for me. If I had the power to make fake clouds, every fucking cloud would look like a dick. Everyone forever.
Be great.
And that's not the case, so I don't believe what you're saying.
Yeah, just fair, a nice true, cloud, dick and
like
balls.
Like 5 years from now, all clouds would look like dicks. They'd be like, see, I told you.
Well, they're all scrotums. Most of them, like the cumulus clouds of scrotum, so you could just add on to those.
Sure, all of our rockets are dicks.
All the rockets are dicks.
SpaceX.
That's just aerodynamic.
The Bezos Bezos cock rocket is all a dick.
His looked like a dick. Yeah,
Elon. It does.
That Elon's was problematic.
I mean, yeah. So I think you're fine. What's another fucking conspiracy then?
The CERN. What do you think of the CERN, Shane?
CERN?
Stranger things at CERN. Let's
I think
go.
CERN smashed particles together so that Joe Biden could crawl out of the slime. underneath Switzerland, and that's what we have now. He's from a different dimension where his uncle was actually eaten by cannibals. He doesn't know he's here now.
He's from Big Turtle, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Thank you.
That's it.
Speaking of turtles, where's the turtle guy?
Don't bring this full circle on me.
Bro,
flip this fucking table right over.
He'll kill a goddamn sea turtle tonight in front of everyone.
Dude, I'm telling you, this all comes back to Big Turtle.
It really does.
It started with the straws.
Well, Drea, what do you think about CERN?
I mean, I followed my kids there on a school trip just in case they got sucked into another dimension, because they went, the Christian school took the kids to the CERN while Davos was in session. I was like, fuck that. I went there with the coronavirus. I went there sick. I was like, if my fucking kids get sucked into Stranger Things, I'm fucking going with them, man.
So just so we're clear,
that's
fake
a
clouds?
Totally legitimate concern, by the way.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
I'm out of my fucking mind.
We've got fake clouds, fake moon landing.
Yep. Everything.
Big turtle.
Big turtle.
The vaccine. Like, you name it.
Totally discredited myself tonight.
Joe Biden. All right. Joe Biden.
Vaccine. No, vaccine. Because you couldn't get work because you didn't get the vaccine. Is that true?
No, I basically quit because I had to pick between one or the other. Either.
Cheers.
You know. Yeah, it was a vaccine or lose everything.
Really?
So I said, fuck it. I was going to lose my life or lose my career.
Okay, and so why are you saying the vaccine is fake then?
Well, bioweapon. It's what they told us was is fake.
Bioweapon.
They created a bioweapon. So it's a real thing, but what they sold it as is fake. Like most narratives that get pumped out of the military.
What's the bioweapon part of it?
There's a frequency.
Drop it out,
that
of, the, out of the plane.
It makes your heart swell and drop on a soccer field.
Yeah, but there's a million ways to do that.
Yeah, it's true. With fake clouds as well.
And sure, but they could have put something in the
vaccines in the clouds.
It was honestly, above all that, I think it was just a lesson in who can be controlled by fear.
Compliance.
Yeah.
That was just a test.
The most important thing you do on a daily basis is tell the government to go fuck itself.
Amen.
So, with that, do you think there's another one coming then?
I don't think it'll work again. I think people will just we're just going to push through. Maybe they're actually trying to kill off the population, they do it, but I don't give a fuck, man. Come on.
What about you?
I think they could unleash something that might be more dangerous.
Yeah.
And they're going to test the public at that point. But I don't know. The election cycle always kind of repeats itself. The Israel-Palestine thing is a new black box for the right wing and left wing. So that's the Black Lives Matter of the last election. We're ramping up protests. So the next thing could very well be some type of plague that we may or may not buy into. And that may or may not be real.
Well, is it a good or bad thing for Biden in particular as president that these protests go on right now?
I don't know. I don't know if the protests have the same PR as Black Lives Matter did.
Well, I mean, take Texas. So it just happened here in Austin.
Yeah.
For everybody that lives here, Abbott, a.k.a. Wheelchair, Governor Wheelchair, he got them the fuck right out of there and started steamrolling motherfuckers.
Texas FDR, as I like to say.
Yeah. He got a bunch of people all jacked up. The cops down here, by the way, you want to say fuck around, find out. They're all jacked up on steroids, beating people, and it was awesome to see. Same thing happened at Ohio State University two nights ago, University of Michigan as well. If this stretches into the election, it is going to affect his voting base because a lot of them are Muslim up in Michigan in particular.
I feel like it's always market testing with politicians. Like, how does the public feel? And then we'll determine how we handle it. Are we going to clamp down and be physical with these people or let them go because the Twitter world loves it? It depends, you know. Trump does it too. They all love to market test. We'll throw something out there, see what the people say, and we change our minds last minute. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've got kids as well. I got three kids. How old are your kids?
16 and 13.
16 and 13. So they're getting ready to go to college. Yes. If you saw your kid getting beat down on the news at a Israel-Palestine protest, what would you say? Like, what do you say as a parent?
I mean, my kids are pretty political with all their stuff. They wouldn't be caught dead at a fucking any kind of protest, period, at this point. They'll organize instead.
They will?
I mean, they're always educating themselves 24 hours a day if they don't understand. I mean, my son's little, but my daughter, man, I learned everything that I'm fucking learning about now from her.
So at 16 years old, she's political right now?
Well, she was when she was 14 and the fucking world shut down. She lost all her rights and she didn't get fucking vaccinated. And everyone's telling her she's a fucking racist if she doesn't, you know... I mean, I remember Don Lemon, like, became the voice of
fuck
the house.
Don
I was
Lemon.
Like, turn the fucking news off. She comes to me and she's like, Mommy, am I a racist? Are you? I'm like, what is fucking happening? So she started listening to Candace Owens. And I was like,
just on her own.
On her own. I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with any of it. The kid, they were handing hangers out at school on her way into school, and she would bring the hangers with these pamphlets.
For uniforms?
On.
For abortions?
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, that's uniforms or abortions? Jake. Which one? Yeah, what is it?
Both. No, it was there were these kids. It was mostly gay boys outside handing out these hangers, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Were they saying,
happening?
Like, this is what you have to do?
Motherhood
Trump
is forced slavery.
Damn. We got some sponsors that put this show on the air every day. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. You know, everything gonna be 50% off. Promo code drinking bros at checkout. It's all 50% off. I don't know what voice that was. I'm not sure what singer that could have been. That came out of my mouth right then, but I'm excited about GhostBed's deals, I can tell you that. Every product is made in the good old U.S. of A. 50% off mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. You can even pre-order the old massage topper. I just did it. Can't wait for that fucking thing to get in my house. Comes with a remote control. It goes head to toe. I even ordered one for Lasso Lopez, and we'll do a video with him when this thing comes out. They're always doing cool, like, little innovations and all that stuff. I know there's patents involved in it, so I'm assuming they got to get the patents for these things before they can come out to the public. But I'm a gigantic fan of this company. Every single mattress, sheets, and pillows, everything in every single room in my house is GhostBed. I promise you. Everybody who comes over to the house is like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. The cooling technology and all that stuff, there's a patent on it. I know this massage topper's got a patent on it. It's different than every other product on the market. I'll stand by it forever, man. I mean, at this point, it's been, shit, 5-6 years we've been with these guys. It is the best night's sleep I've ever gotten, and that's hard for a guy like me who doesn't typically like to sleep nor thinks it's necessary. But it is, and it's necessary for you. Buy yourself a brand new bedroom set today. Sleep is important. Go to GhostBed.com/DrinkinBros today. Use the promo code DrinkinBros at checkout for 50% off. Plus, you're going to see a box for a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. So all you got to do is pop that in and then stretch it out over 3 years, and you're good to go. Head on over to GhostBed.com/DrinkinBros today. Get yourself a brand new bedroom set. Next up, welcome back to our good friends over at Diet Smoke. Now, for those of you new to THC, we'll break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, the fellas over at Diet Smoke cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new Shrooms THC blended gummies have launched, and they're fucking perfect. Each gummy packs a dose of uplifting THC and euphoric mushrooms. They got refreshing flavor, great vibes, and they're all discreetly shipped, so you can't lose there. So if you want to do mushrooms, not tell your wife about it or your boyfriend, I don't judge. I don't give a fuck where you're putting your wiener at these days. You don't want them to know about it. Cool. It's going to come in something different. When I got mine shipped to the house the other day, it just came in a straight up like UPS bag, and I was like, oh shit, what the fuck is this? And I opened it up and I was like, oh goddamn, that's the Diet Smoke I ordered. Didn't even say what it was on the bag or anything else, because they've got a million THC products over there as well. Anything from 5 to, shit, I think the latest is 250 milligrams. You can get them with caffeine. You can get them with melatonin. You can get them with CBD. All the options are there. All of them are evenly distributed as well. There's a QR code on the bag, so you know what you're getting. You know what you're taking every single time. You're not going to get it at those bullshit shops in LA or Denver or any of that other shit. That's what sets Diet Smoke apart. Is their commitment to their customers. If you don't love it, you can just call them and say, hey, man, I didn't like this shit. And they'll give you your money back. It rocks, dude. So now, here's the fun part for all of our listeners. You can go to DietSmoke.com, use the code DB50 for 50% off any item, including the all-new Shroom Gummies. Remember, you must be 21 or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. Again, that's promo code DB50 for 50% off any item at DietSmoke.com. If you're taking some Diet Smokes, you might as well wash it down with some Hard AF Seltzer. We're now live in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Ohio. Texas, we've crossed 110 HEB grocery stores out here. Head on over to your local fucking HEB and buy it. We're also in every single Total Wine there is. Shit, we're in every single Total Wine in the Southeast. All the ones in Florida, we're in. Tennessee, we're in all those over there. Alabama, we're in all the Piggly Wigglies. Head on out to that one in Birmingham by that rich-ass suburb out there. I love it out there. Grab yourself some Hard AF Seltzer. Georgia, we're spreading out day by day. Just hired a sales rep for the state of Georgia. Ryan Mills will get you hooked up in Texas. So if you're in any of the message boards or chats or on Facebook or Instagram, DM Ryan Mills. And if you're in Texas, you just say, hey, dude, it's my favorite location. Can you get it here in the state of Texas? He'll hook you up. In Ohio, you can hit up Heidelberg, and they'll put it wherever you are out there. We're looking to expand. We're in a couple Krogers in Houston right now. I want to get in a Kroger nationally. Buy out the ones in Krogers. That'd be fucking dope as shit. And we're also in a ton of your favorite bars and restaurants. You can find which location we are in, including all the bars and restaurants, grocery stores, and all that stuff at hardafseltzer.com. Click on the store locator, enter your city or zip, and it'll take you to the location, the closest location nearest you. If you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Buy a 12-pack today. Support us and support the show.
I actually kind of like that fake commercial that Gavin Newsom made.
It's hilarious. Best, dude.
It was the best. There's these two women driving in Texas or some bullshit. And they get pulled over by a state trooper. He's like, oh, you're going to have to get out and take a pregnancy test. It's like, oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
It's incredible.
The fuck
have you guys
out of
seen
here.
It? Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's really funny.
The best.
It's really funny. Every time they think they've dunked on somebody, it's just comedy every single time.
It is fucking comedy, man. It's wild.
I've seen Newsom in person, and I'm fairly positive he's three demons in one suit, just like stacked on top of each other. I saw him like put the Velcro around.
Yeah. He's got crazy teeth. Everybody goes too big with those veneers.
Yeah.
You got to order a size smaller. That's the thing they don't tell you.
Yeah, demons don't really understand proportion yet.
He's got to work his way in. His wife was testified against Weinstein. She got raped by Weinstein.
But that's all overturned now.
The one in California isn't. The one big in New York is, yeah. Right.
Big rape jumped in on
big
that
rape
one.
Jumped in. Yeah, like, big whoa, rape. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We want to rape again. Overturn these convictions.
Yeah, come on. We need good movies and we want...
Exactly. We need better movies out there. But at 14 years old, getting into politics, that scares the shit out of me because I try to keep the news off around them. They don't listen to the podcast. They don't do anything. I want to keep them away from politics as long as possible because once you get in, you're in, and it's pretty fucking miserable every day.
She had me go take her to Turning Point USA. I'm a fucking...
Holy shit.
I am a fucking far-left liberal my whole fucking life. I'm so far-left now that I'm conservative. You know, and I was at a turning point, and I was like, fuck, yes, this is the shit. Tucker motherfucking Carlson.
She's just yelling, build the wall in the car on the way home.
build the wall. Dude, and she's like, where? Go to Home Depot, Mom. Go to fucking Home Depot.
Yeah.
Let's build the fucking wall. And now she's 16 years old. What college does she want to go to? Do you look at the colleges on the news, like Columbia and all those?
She doesn't care. She doesn't give a fuck. She knows that they're all run by, you know, the shareholders and the this and the fucking that. She wants the social experience. You know, we keep saying maybe go to a Christian place. Maybe you'll get a little bit of a classical education like we had. But she's like, fuck it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to get indoctrinated. I'm me. And she's a crazy, like, she stopped with the politics. Now she's in her music, because that's where we come from.
Okay.
So she's super into her music, and she's, we call her the Dark Lord, because she's a Christian goth freak. She's a that makes any sense. Balance, guys. Sick.
That's yeah. the future right there.
I mean, the Jews kind of did that in late 19th century Russia. That's where all the Hasids come from, right? It's right. basically Jewish goth.
Yeah, yeah.
They're wearing right. wool in fucking Manhattan in the summertime. It's 95 right. degrees outside. Yep. Why not Christians?
I mean, you got to let them be kids. Pogroms are for the goth people. You got to be a kid, you know?
Yeah. But is there any talk of that? Of like, hey, go to a school for social reasons and not one of these fucking crazy schools you see yeah. on the news?
I mean, my son wants to do like an Ivy League school, but as long as he's really focused in the subject that he's, he, you know, his whole thing is sort of like medicine and, but not that.
Kind yeah, but by, the, know, time, by really the time he's ready for college, they're going to roll back to things you said and he's not going to be allowed to go. Yeah. That's the Possibly. Path we're on.
I mean, look, I might not be allowed yeah. to go anywhere anymore. I might not fucking be able to leave this place after the news that came out today.
You know what's a really good medical school is Arizona State University.
Sure is.
Right?
Best in the biz.
Wait, is it?
I'm kidding. No, it's just
no,
hot, it's just
no,
hot girls.
It's hot girls and, who yeah, can't do anything, yeah. and it's yeah. great.
Okay, okay.
I don't mind if we don't mind if they work on us for a little bit. Figure it out. Grab a scalpel and see what happens over there at Arizona State.
Fuck around and find out.
Yeah. But that's kind of where I live. Where with my kids, I'd rather them go someplace socially where they could have fun,
yeah.
meet people and everything else. I don't want them involved with these fucking no. people at Ivy League schools and
you
shit
go to
like
fucking
that.
Fucking Tulane and just party. And,
yes.
But you can't party. You can't smoke the fucking weed. Now it's government weed. Everybody's fucking snapping over weed. What happened to the good old days where we could fucking smoke weed, drink, do a little cocaine? Nope. Nope.
I've done all those today.
Yeah.
yeah. What do you think you're doing in the green room?
It's not even seven and Dan's done all those drugs today.
Well, you know, I'm trying to keep it, I'm trying to bring it back. Smoking. We were a proper country when everybody smoked. I know it's bad for you.
Yep.
But so is communism.
Boom.
Even the green room upstairs, there was cigs inside up there. People yep. were smoking cigarettes in there, which
I
is
love
fun.
Cigarettes.
I don't know if the owner knows, but we stopped doing that. I think that's when it all went to shit.
I think the vape ruin things.
Yeah, sucking robot dick.
Once they kicked big tobacco out of NASCAR, this is where this started going down.
So
it really did.
Or when Dale Earnhardt drove into that wall, that was a problem too. Yeah. Harambe.
Yeah. Dale was Princess Diana.
He is.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. was our Princess Diana.
Yeah, really?
Poor one out for Dale.
I like that.
Was that a conspiracy too, Shane?
He had more trophies than she
Princess
did, dude.
Die? Yeah, that was all real for sure.
Oh, you think he's still alive?
Yeah, dies for Tupac's alive. Andy Kaufman's alive. There's another place that they're all going. That sounds pretty rad.
What about George Floyd? Is he still alive?
For sure. Yeah. He'll come out. He'll probably come out as the new VP for Biden when the polls are low.
Could you imagine They'll George he out. Comes out? Yeah.
Yeah, but he went trans. Trans Floyd.
If he went trans and did trans Floyd, that'd be a great comeback
That's
for
it.
George Floyd.
He's done. He'll be president.
Yeah, he might be.
That's it. He's
he
done.
Might be. The only thing he's running on is he just wants to breathe.
They're just going
to
give him Google at that point.
Too soon? Too soon, Shane?
Just right.
You're talking about fake clouds and shit and fucking turtles all
fake
day.
Fake clouds, and then there's George Floyd breathing, you know?
Yeah, I think we're
trans
fine.
Floyd.
I kind of feel like you're just describing Big Mike right now.
Oh, boy. Is that... All right, Shane. Yes. Let's go there.
Okay.
Big Michelle Mike. Obama, dude or not a dude?
You know, it's... barely possible that, like Michelle Macron, that they're both of the male species.
There's no fucking way you believe
you
this
look,
shit.
You know, I don't know, you don't know, we don't know.
I don't know, they got kids. The kids look like her.
The kids, man, all
they
those photos.
They look like the best friends.
All those photos yeah. you're seeing are AI. There's no reality anymore. Anything's possible these days. But the only thing that's real is that Big Mike is Mike.
Well, speaking of AI, have you been approached about your life rights or anything else for AI and voiceover?
I was approached by somebody in the fucking military to make an AI porn version of myself to date people and never have to leave my house again or do anything else. Certain people can go on dates with me and I'll be wearing whatever the fuck they want. I really, everyone in my house was like, you can't take this meeting. I was like, oh no. I'm taking this motherfucking meeting. I want to hear everything.
The U.S. military did this?
Yeah, because Jared's
been... Ex-military.
Oh, ex-military. Because Jared's been carrying around a cardboard cutout of you.
What?
For like 6 years, at least.
Ah, seven-ish. Seven-ish.
He lied and said it was to get through the HOV lane so he could drive faster, but we all know what it is. So when they called you and said, hey, let's discuss doing some AI porn, where do you meet for something like that?
On the internet.
Really?
On the motherfucking chat internet.
Backpage.net over here.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The dark web.
It was intense, dude. I was like, wow, these motherfuckers are... This is dark, man.
See, this is the...
I was like, so are you going to tell the guys that she's real or not real? And they're like, we don't know yet. I'm like, wow, this is...
Wait, so it's like an online date?
Yeah, it would be like an OnlyFans thing, but they would be launching something where their favorite people would now be created with a fucking avatar.
Well, hey, remember, I got the AI girlfriend, and I got it addicted to meth in 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
and her character, Wendy, was addicted to meth in Sons of Anarchy.
That is so true. Boom, full circle.
Yeah, there you go.
There are many fake chicks out there. It's insane.
Oh, yeah, there are AI girls on OnlyFans making, like, millions a month. And it's just some Indian
dude.
It's some Indian dude.
It's a dude from India.
It's hilarious.
Writing the men.
And they just did an AI, what was it, beauty contest? It was Miss Universe or Miss AI Universe and all that other shit. How much money were they offering you to take your body and do this shit?
They were. They didn't offer me anything, but they were saying they estimate the girls would make like $1 million every few weeks.
What? Wow.
You can make an AI of me. I mean...
Well, nobody wants to fuck you. Yeah, I mean,
my AI version will be better.
What? You can't, Shane. We can't. You've already.
They're going to do like the reverse Big Mike for me, but AI.
Okay.
Reverse Big Mike.
I like that. But what if it was gay?
You can talk about Kanye and clouds all day.
Dude, Kanye.
Kanye is one of the best. What if it was gay, though, and it was just dudes having sex with you?
I think AI is demonic. I don't want anything to do with AI. I hate AI.
Really?
It's trash. I don't listen. I don't like it.
You never seen Terminator 4?
I've seen it. It's fine.
Whatever.
I think it's all going to be fine. But if somebody offered me $1 million every 3 weeks, that's a lot of money to walk away from something that's completely fake and undetached from you.
They were speculating that's what you would make. But my daughter is also so fucking anti-AI. She didn't even want me to take the meeting. But I was like, I need to hear this shit, man. This is research. I'm not gonna do anything, but I want to hear it. I would never fucking do that shit. I'm so worried about the future of this generation. I mean, I know we have to embrace it to a degree, but it's got to be embraced by us, not by the government. Like, we have to fucking move with it somehow.
But
you know?
If somebody, let's say you don't do it, right? Let's say you don't sign the contract, sign your life rights away. Somebody's probably going to do it anyways.
They're going to do it, but I've been talking to this professor at NYU, and he's big on it, this guy, Mark Beckman, and he has a good take on how we have to come into it somehow.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen either way. So we need to have control of our own everything.
I agree. And, you know, I think a lot more celebrities are signing away their rights right now because there's rumors that
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise was the first one, allegedly. So, Shane, if you want to go down to this conspiracy, I'll do this one with you. Yeah. I think it was 2016 or 17. They said that he'd sold facial, voice, body for like $1 billion.
He was blackmailed.
And he was so far ahead of the curve that he was like, all right, cool. But he wanted control, I guess.
Well, how much does Scientology get?
18%.
He was blackmailed. 18%.
It's 15%?
18%.
Oh, they're 8% higher than Jesus?
Less than the new capital gains tax.
Yeah. Sure is.
True.
Sure is.
More than Jesus, though.
Yeah.
So but Jesus is a discount at this point.
Well, the Mormons only take 10.
There's AI Jesus now on TikTok. We played it on the show the other day.
Yeah, he was white with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Because he is in real life. That's how Jesus was.
Accurate.
Very white, blonde hair, blue eyes in the Middle East. It was a rare pigment disease that he had over there. And that's the way that I like to think of my Jesus.
Like Lisa Nalgaib from Dune.
Yeah.
He's like an off-worlder that came here.
But one of the biggest TikTok accounts is a fake Jesus. And you get up every morning and he reads a hymn to you. He reads a psalm to you. And it's comforting and it's very strange and odd. We played it on our show and I was like, all right, I understand why people are tapping into this.
What if it was AI Alex Jones?
I'd be the best.
And every morning at 7 a.m., your alarm is just AI Alex Jones going the fuck off about something.
On something new every morning.
Like, just wild shit.
Who's saying he isn't now, though, you know?
Yeah, well, I would pay for that, though.
Yeah, I'd like to, too. But I think if you don't sell your rights and get ready for the future, somebody's going to rip them anyways. So you might as well make as much money off of it as you can. Even Morgan Freeman right now for voice. Him and James Earl Jones behind the scenes, those are like the top two that everybody's trying to tie down for, you know, the rest of their lives after they die. Why not take advantage of it now before just somebody ends up just putting it up on Pornhub anyways?
I mean, it's true. Nobody wants to hear anybody talk like this all the time, though.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, this is another story.
But I mean, for all elements of life, porn, let's say they want to bring back The Sopranos, because half, you know, a lot of your cast members are dead. Eventually, that will get there. I just watched Sora AI, and it's getting really, really fucking close to being able to replicate all this stuff. Why not cash in while you can?
Because they don't fucking pay anybody for anything, because the Hollywood industrial motherfucking complex is the same as everything.
Gotcha.
They don't pay. I don't get residuals for fucking Sopranos. I get nothing.
Anything for Sons of Anarchy?
Nothing.
Joey? Nothing for Joey?
Fucking nothing.
This is like what musicians would say the same thing about Spotify, yes, and Apple streaming. Like, the artists are getting crap.
We get nothing,
and exploited.
Man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're going to make money on us fucking anyway. So you have to be a super savvy tech business motherfucker. And how many people are, artists are not like that?
No.
Not most of them are not, you know? So it's fucked up.
And that's kind of your background. I mean, I remember you used to have a vintage store in New York a long time ago. That was cool as shit. And,
I'm doing that again.
Are you?
Well, the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Except our t-shirts, yeah, they're freedom-based, man.
Saw the apparel line. I really
fucking
big
hippie
fan.
Freedom clothes, but like the real hippies, you know, like people that really cared about things.
So when you say hippie clothes, what is it, hemp or what's
no,
made?
No, it's not any of that. It just says freedom.
Oh, it just says freedom.
It just says, let's be fucking free, man, and stop all the bullshit. You don't need your government to tell you you're fucking free. Look at your neighbor. Talk to your neighbor, man.
Yeah.
You know.
What about your wine? You got a line of wines as well. Oh, yeah. Gangster Goddess. How's that going?
That's cool. Gangster Goddess wine's cool, man. It's more about the freedom thing right now. That's all we care about.
For you, is being free.
Yep.
But in a world where we're getting further and further away from it, how do you fight back besides doing shows like this or events like this?
I don't know, man. I feel like that's all I've been doing lately is promoting the t-shirt line and catching so much heat for it. And people are calling us like fucking white nationalists and like all kinds of weird shit just because we love our country and we love freedom. And I feel like these were things that were cool back in the 70s. And now you have a gun on an article of clothing and you're a fucking freak. If you have a cross on it, you're I don't know why, but like the demon shit works, but the cross is no good. I mean, Madonna's covered in fucking crosses and she's rubbing them all over herself. I don't know why we're getting in trouble. The Guns N' Roses, The Sopranos,
yep,
Velvet Revolver, The Sex Pistols, The Kills. I mean, everybody needs to calm the fuck down.
Well,
true that.
Jared, if you don't know, is one of the co-founders of Black Rifle Coffee. You guys have gone through this for years because you had a rifle on the logo. The word rifle was in the title. Tell everybody when you guys came out, what you faced.
Well, I mean, they told us that we would never see grocery stores.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. So, but I mean, then we just kept outselling.
Yeah.
Until they were essentially had to bend their arm and go, okay, well, we got to go for it. So. Well,
you were able to normalize it and get everywhere. I mean, you guys are on the UFC mats, Dallas Cowboys Stadium, everything else. Now nobody really thinks about it.
Yeah, it's kind of blurred the lines with that. But, dude, it's going great. We love it.
And I think it's the same thing with your brand of clothing. The more and more that it's out there and everywhere else and it starts to be normalized, I think less and less people will stop bitching about it. Who screamed out something from the top up there?
I think he was talking about Dan Crenshaw, not me.
Red flag laws. What about the red flag laws in particular?
What a stupid cunt. Shut the fuck up.
Black Rifle Coffee supported red flag laws. How so?
No. It's not talking about us.
No, no shit. I mean, Jesus Christ. We shot guns, what, 2 weeks ago?
A week ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the at range day. But I love the interaction of it, though. I got a nice little salute from homeboy. That's a fun little two-sentence response, and then you're all done. Anything else? Yes,
what are you going to Google?
You can Google it and just talk to the co-founder. We're good to go either way. What was, go ahead and Google it. What was the red flag laws that he supported? Did we have Dan Crenshaw on the show? Yes. Has Dan Crenshaw turned into a piece of shit? You bet. Nothing we can do. I think Dan coined the phrase, I patch McCain. So, you know,
Well, he's
well,
not
Dan also wow. coined the phrase "all politicians are cunts."
Sure did.
That's right. Yeah, politicians are the worst people in the world. Everybody knows that. Yep. Anybody that would even think about presuming to have control over another human being is a piece of shit.
Yes. Sure.
Well, idolize no one. Even if you agree with some of their points, idolize no one.
Yeah, Prince.
What about
guys?
Anybody that goes into civil service and comes out a 100 millionaire?
Interesting.
Because yeah. I don't remember that happened to us when we served in the fucking military.
No, all I got were bad knees.
It's all about your stock portfolio, count. Dude. That's it, if you're in Congress. But as far as red flag laws go, like I'll be happy to fucking chat with you. We had Tulsi Gabbard on the show a couple weeks ago. My Black Rifle Coffee? No, but Jared's my best friend. Obviously, read ads for it for years and years and years. Support the company, support veterans. I don't know another company in America who's done more for veterans. When we had Tulsi on the show, Tulsi had a stance, a hard stance a couple weeks ago about red flag laws. Dan was happy to ask her about it, and she said she had changed her stance over the years,
from
being
what?
More and more educated about it.
What was she was pro-red flag law?
You'll be able to
I don't know if she was pro-red flag law, but she was supportive of so-called assault weapons bans and things like that.
Should
right?
we really quick, for those who don't know, just say what the red flag law does?
Yeah, red flag law allows some random dickhole in your life to call the cops and say, hey, this guy's probably dangerous.
That's right.
By the way, the one in New York is crazy. The way that it works and why you should hate the government way more than you do is your family member, friend, or an enemy of yours can call the New York cops. This is the entire state, by the way, and tell them that you're a danger. They'll come take your guns, but it's a civil forfeiture and not criminal, right? Which means you don't get a public defender. You have to go buy your own fucking legal counsel.
Insane.
To get your guns back.
Repeat that. Evan Hafer is our CEO.
Oh, dude, it took you that long just to look up the name? Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. Fucking idiot. You came here fucking locked and loaded, buddy. You don't even know the CEO's name. Shut your fucking mouth. Get this guy the fuck out of here.
That's Jesus fine. Christ. I don't give a shit.
What a fucking retard.
I actually love it. What about Evan Hafer?
Let's go.
Dad, what about Evan Hafer?
Well, cite the source.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Seriously. Oh, God, no.
I'll listen.
That's Reddit. It's probably fucking Reddit.
I'll listen. Go ahead. Well, and here's the other part, dude. If you don't, it's fine. But if you don't listen to other people talk, you can't have a conversation. I'm fine. Go ahead and ask the question. Go ahead. Okay, great. So I remember the New York Times article.
Yeah, they straight up said, they said we're writing an article on you, whether you right. like it or not.
Yes.
Will you partake? We said, well, fuck, come and hang out with us.
Yes.
And the guy did us dirty. He edited the fuck out of that thing.
You're saying the New York Times?
Yeah, the New York Times did us dirty.
I don't believe
he didn't
you
say
all.
It was New York Times. He said he was an independent journalist at the time. Then he sold the story to the New York Times later. That's
correct.
How that works, right?
And what you're referring to in
and
particular,
when you would ask a question.
But I believe you guys were at an amputee event with veterans.
We were at the archery challenge.
Yeah, total archery challenge, yeah.
The veteran
They weren't amputating limbs.
No, we weren't.
The limbs were gone before the show started.
Okay, because then you could hate Black Rifle Coffee. If they were chopping off legs of people and doing amputee shit, then you're fine.
Here's the thing. Myself, Matt Best, and Evan Hafer served in the military for a combined over 40 years. We're about freedom. That's what we're fucking about. We're about selling fucking coffee. Like,
and the other, and lastly here, and I'll close it up, because I don't mind conversation and questions and all that other shit. You try to reach out, and this is with everybody in the room, dude. You try to come and listen to some interesting people or try to share your point of view with somebody else. A journalist is going to write what they want at the end of the day. I remember when you guys did the New York Times article, and I actually said this to Dan live on air. I said, it's a bad idea. New York Times is never going to paint anything fair anyways. They said, well, you have to at least try. They tried. it went bad, and they wrote some negative shit about you guys, and then you end up having to defend this article that lives on the internet for the next fucking 40 years of your life.
This is the same paper that went to Soviet Russia and decided to hide all the famines.
Right.
When they came back. And they won awards for hiding the story of all the famines. Exactly. They have a long history of being full of shit.
And to your point, like, even with...
A company is not allowed to donate to a political party. That's correct. Fucking black and white.
Yeah, so a company is not allowed to donate to a political party.
So a group, an advocacy group that was pushing their flag laws, that you're not allowed
to donate?
Nope. Okay. No, you're not. And then to that point, even studying up on Drea before we did the show today, all the articles I read about you, I read the MAGA article. I read that you were fucking full MAGA, full everything else, which is why you have to answer the question.
Wait a minute. What fucking article are you talking
100%.
About?
100%.
The New York Times.
They said the OnlyFans was all MAGA themed.
Yeah, I wrote an article before the show and published it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've read this, but you went on Megyn Kelly recently. You said that you regretted voting for Joe Biden. And the article that was written about, she said, well, she's fucking Donald Trump and she's full MAGA now. To me, when I listened to that interview, I didn't get that, which is why we were asking you here tonight. But that's what happens with the media. If you're doing a quick soundbite or somebody catches a podcast somewhere and they run a clip, now they think you're full Trump. I had no idea that you had even met up with RFK or any of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing some things with them, but I'm all about just where the truth is, man. I don't give a fuck. I'm not picking a fucking party or this or that, but I will say this. As far as all the articles go and all the press goes, you know, a lot of the right-wing conservative media, I do feel safer doing interviews there. But when the left come, and they do a lot, because I've always been on that side of things, it's almost an experiment now. Like Rolling Stone came to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, fuck, I can't do it. And Vanessa, publicist, was like, I don't know, Dre, you know. And I'm like, fuck it, let's do it and see. Let's take bets and see how they fucking destroy me. And I did it, and I could tell the guy was a little salty. He didn't understand a few things. He wanted to, like, have details about why I wouldn't get vaccinated fucking 3 years later. Like, does anyone really give a fuck now? But he wanted, like, my references at that point recently. So I was like, all right, I was waiting for that article to come out, waiting for a smear campaign, and waiting to collect money on my bets that they were going to destroy me. And he didn't. But they did go in to my tweets, and I don't even really have Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they took maybe two tweets that lived on there, and they put them up there, and they discredited, I don't know, like freedom fighters, like Sherry Tempany, and like, you know, random people that I might have retweeted, and they went in there and called everybody a quack, and, you know, but they didn't totally destroy me. I thought, wow, this ultra free thing, they're positioning me as a, you know, psycho fucking white nationalist now.
That's how you know you made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't get accused of being a Klan member, have you really fucking made it in this life?
No.
But you know what's crazy, man? No.
You know?
They never cared about me on The Sopranos. We were on the cover of the fucking Rolling Stone magazine and no one gave a fuck about me. But now they want to know what the fuck is going on.
You stepped out of line.
I really did,
man. It's not that, but also traditional media is dying. If they don't get those clicks, if they don't have the titles, and shit, I'm guilty of it. I clicked them all on before you came on. The thing about you, I'm not kidding, was the New York Post that said, Drea DiMatteo pays off her mortgage in 5 minutes on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that was,
the headline that I
clicked on. New York Post, super reliable.
Yeah.
Yes, very. Yeah. Page 6.
They were great with the Hunter Biden laptop.
That's amazing with 100.
Yeah, just like Bobby was good with the
totally
vaccine.
Trustworthy.
Right? Yeah.
But where do we go? Since I mean, homeboy was making quotes about Black Rifle up there. I've quoted articles that aren't true about you. Where do we go media wise to trust? Who is it? Who's out there besides people
Newsmax.
Doing podcasts?
I think you should just lead with distrust in everything possible. You should read left, right, independent, corporate. I mean, it sounds like you have to be somewhat autistic about it, but you got to read everything and come to your own determination, like what you think is the best in terms of every idea.
We used to just call that the Socratic method.
That is dead.
Right. But for the last 2,000 years or so, I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
As we should all be reading everything, as, you know, if you care so much, if you're going to be so passionate about things, especially if you've got kids in this crazy world that they're going to inherit, You got to kind of have to see what the other side is saying and see what all the various factions on your side is saying, too. Oh, that's my alarm.
Yeah.
That's our hour. But
yeah, that's fine.
But that's what you got to do. That's what I try to do.
Okay.
Like, I've got two little kids, one on the way. And you kind of have to know what world you're thanking. You kind of have to know what world they're going to inherit, which is going to be even more deranged than the one we're in now, because the world's kind of always ending.
Sure.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like every day it's ending.
Back to something of hope, but I still have hope.
Yeah, you sure do. Just like Obama. There you go.
Yeah. And or hope solo.
Just like Big Mike.
Hope Solo, too.
Hope Solo, too. Hope Solo's asshole. This is the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who inspires you or helps you become the person you are today. Who would you, Drea, like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Oh, I don't know. That's a fucking... Whoa, hold on a minute. That's... I don't know. That's two on the spot.
Take your time.
Two on the
spot. No, you got time.
Take your time. Who do you got?
Yeah, that guy can look it up on Google for you.
Gandolfini?
Wait, like someone who inspires me?
Yeah, someone who inspires you to help you become the person you are today.
Oh, that's my kids, yo.
Your kids?
That's my children all the way, man. That's it.
Awesome.
That's the future.
Yeah. Like I said, the future.
And Joe Biden.
I believe the children are future. Yeah.
And Sleepy Joe.
Holy shit.
Poor guy.
If you
he inspires you to walk and speak clearly.
He shit in his pants at Howard Stern. You know he was.
You can't have
his
beers in a stasis pod.
Howard Stern. I'm inspired.
Did he dipe up on Howard Stern? Joe Biden was just
Yeah, he
Howard
had
Stern.
To because remember he crop dusted the Duchess of Cornwall and shit his pants in front of the Pope.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He did shit his pants there.
Yep.
You got to dipe up. Shane, we appreciate you having us today.
This is awesome. You guys are the best.
Jared Taylor, we appreciate it. D'Anthony Holloway, Drea DiMatteo.
That guy up there.
That cuck up there, whoever that is. I appreciate you. Never mind the questions or anything else. What's that? Read the story tomorrow. I'll read it now. I don't have shit to do but cocaine and read that story. It's the only thing I'm fucking interested in right now. Thank you, Shane, for having us.
Thank you.
Guys, stay tuned. Ton of amazing guests coming up here tonight. Hard AF Seltzers are at the bar. Order them up. Thank you, Shane.
Thank
We're
you, guys.
We're the Drinking Bros Podcast. Download on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, and YouTube. Good night, everyone.